Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Catechism. This is the 25th Lord's Day. I'll pray and we'll get right into it. Bunch of questions. Well, several questions today. Sometimes there's one or two. I think there's four today. Father, we thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. I pray you'd continue to make us more and more like Christ and less like the old self and less like the world around us. Father, help us to live lives dedicated to Him. It's in Christ we ask for your help today. Amen. Okay, Lord's Day, number 25. And here we come to question 65. Is it by faith alone that we share in Christ and all His blessings? Where then does that faith come from? Great, great question. So important. It is by faith alone that we share in Christ and all His blessings. Right? So the works that we do, or the way that we live, do not contribute to receiving salvation. Where then does that faith come from? The Holy Spirit produces it in our hearts by the preaching of the Holy Gospel and confirms it through our use of the Holy Sacraments. Confirms means strengthens there. It strengthens this to our hearts, gives us assurance of the reality of faith in our hearts. The Holy Spirit produces faith. Now that's the simple answer to the simple question, where does faith come from? By the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the gospel. And confirms this, strengthens this in our hearts through the use of the Holy Sacraments. And that's a redundant phrase there, Holy Sacraments. The word sacrament literally comes from the word for holy. It means that which is holy, a holy sign or a holy oath, a holy ceremony. Those kinds of things are in view here, the Holy Sacraments. Strengthen faith, but do not impart faith. Faith comes from the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the gospel. Question 66, what are the sacraments? Yeah, I guess that's a relevant question, right? If they are meant to strengthen and to feed the believer in our faith, what are they? Holy signs and seals for us to see. So visible is the key element here. The preaching of the word is audible. The sacraments are signs and seals that are visible for us to see. They were instituted by God so that by our use of them, He might make us understand more clearly the promise of the gospel. So you have the preaching, which is the audible gospel, the sacraments, which are the visible gospel, and might put His seal on that promise. And this is God's gospel promise, to forgive our sins and give us eternal life by grace alone because of Christ's one sacrifice finished on the cross. That's a long sentence there. I'll read it again. But the sacraments, which are baptism and the Lord's Supper, we'll get to that below, but this is what they're meant to show us. The forgiveness of sins, eternal life that comes by grace alone because of Christ's one sacrifice finished on the cross. They're meant to show us Christ, just like preaching shows us Christ through the word spoken. Reading shows us Christ, reading the word of God through the word written. Sacraments show us Christ, show us the gospel and the blessings of Christ through signs, outward signs. Question 67, are both the word and the sacraments then intended to focus our faith on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross as the only ground of our salvation? Right! Exclamation point. In the gospel, the Spirit teaches us, and through the sacraments, He assures us that our entire salvation rests on Christ's one sacrifice for us on the cross. Glorious question here, 67, question and answer. So practical. Are both the Word, which means the preached Word, and the sacraments, baptism, Lord's Supper, then intended to focus our faith on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross as the only ground of our salvation? Yes, yes, amen. That's what the Word and the sacraments are purposed to do. This is what God intends for them. And this is the mindset we should do everything with. But what I was going to point out was and emphasize, this is the mindset we come to church with, that to see Christ. We come to see Christ, not just to have a pleasant religious ceremony, not just have an entertaining, really exciting religious event. We come to see Christ. We must see Him. course, we need to sense our need for Him, our desperate need for Him, if that's going to be our mindset. But that's how we come. Question 68. How many sacraments did Christ institute or put in place in the New Testament? 2. Baptism and the Lord's Supper. Here's our memory verse, Romans 6:3. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into His death? Those who've come to Christ have died to the old self. We now live and walk in newness of life. You can read Romans 6 for the further study on that. Do you not know that all of us who are baptized into Christ received the Holy Spirit, baptized by the Holy Spirit and united to Christ, were baptized into His death? He died on a cross for sin. We die to sin that we might live for Him. Father, we thank You for Jesus. Thank You for the Word, Your Word. Thank You for baptism in the Lord's Supper that You've given us to show us Christ, to show us Your grace in Him, to show us the blessings, the great, eternal, wonderful blessings that are found in Him by faith. Father, we worship You in His name. Amen. All right, thanks for joining me again. I'll see you tomorrow for Confession of Faith, week 25, and I'll see you next Sunday for the 26th Lord's Day. God bless you.